It's Thursday, the 23rd of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Southern African Science Service Center for Climate Change and Adaptive Land Management, in partnership with the University of Rostock and supported by Germany's Federal Ministry of Research, has concluded the third international conference on circular economy, renewable energies and green hydrogen in Africa here in the capital. We spoke to the Director of Science and Technology at SASCAL, Dr. Budzanani Tacheba, for comment.
Going forward, the outcomes of this conference, we're looking at opportunities of having some of our students participate in the same conferences, even in bigger numbers. There they can then be able to draw and do cross-fertilization with their counterparts and bring in what I think is very invaluable knowledge, which they can also then be able to plow back into their own ecosystem. In terms of the next phase of the conference, it's really to start seeing what are the tangible prototypes that are coming out from the continent that are talking to the circular economy, that are talking about new and rudimentary technologies that are constantly evolving around renewables, but also now to explore the divergence of the product line from a green hydrogen perspective.
Then the High Court in Pretoria has ordered former South African President Jacob Zuma to pay back the money, that's over 28.9 million rand in legal fees unlawfully funded by the state for his personal corruption trial defense. If the amount is not settled within 60 days, Zuma's assets may be attached and sold, including his presidential pension. At least 40 migrants from sub-Saharan African countries have died after their boat sank off the coast of Tunisia on Wednesday in one of the deadliest maritime tragedies in the region this year. Authorities say the boat, which was carrying about 70 migrants, sank near the coastal city of Mardia. Reuters reports that Tunisia has become a transit country for migrants fleeing conflict and poverty. European Union leaders are in Brussels for a summit at which a sanctions package on Moscow is being signed off following the Trump administration's cancellation of a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Former U.S. intelligence officer Don Bremer said it's the most effective way for Donald Trump to get through to the Kremlin.
The president's finally realized that Putin's just playing him. He's dangling this carrot of a deal of peace. And I think that finally, the only way to, you know, get Putin's attention is the one thing he knows best and loves is his wallet.
And finally, top chefs competed in the 2025 NAM Chefs Chef of the Year competition, celebrating culinary talent and creativity in the country. Young chef Isabella Adamson won the school category, while Elizabeth Chikongeni claimed both Junior Chef of the Year and overall winner titles. Timo Thomas was named Senior Chef of the Year. Here he is.
It's a great honor to have actually participated in the NAM Chefs competition this year, and absolutely more amazing that I'm the winner. Well, I'm looking forward to more competitions, and anyone else there who actually want to participate, I really advise you to do so, because it's really amazing. You get the experience, the exposure. So I'm trying to uplift myself as a chef. I have quite a journey. I'm currently in a Kumi chef position, and I'm looking forward to be an executive chef one day.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.